Voters in South Glens Falls had three candidates to choose from. Incumbent Mayor Joe Orlo, a Republican running this time as an independent, Democrat Bridget Martin, and Republican Harry Gathiel Jr., a former Moreau town supervisor. Gathiel took the lead. He presented himself during the campaign as the candidate for common sense and fiscal responsibility. Taxes were likely on the minds of many after South Glens Falls passed a budget carrying a 15% tax increase last year. Gathiel said he would come into office April 1st with budgeting on his mind, something he said he's had experience with as a county supervisor.
So when you do all those budgets, you're working with numbers all the time. The biggest thing's trying to have a long-term vision and be prepared for some of your major capital expenses, and getting grant money is huge.
Also in Saratoga County, the village of Schuylerville has a new mayor. Democrat Dan Carpenter topped Republican Jason Young to become the first of his party to hold the position in decades, though Carpenter insists party politics will not impede his decision-making. Carpenter says he wants to bring level-headedness to the board and encourage more conversation with board members as well as citizen committees.
You know, I'm looking forward to working with a new board and accepting resumes and appointing someone to the vacant position so that we can get to work.
Carpenter, who has served 2 years of his first term on the village board as a trustee, must now appoint a replacement to serve out 1 year of the vacant term. A special election will be held in 2018. Also on Tuesday night, villagers in Hoosick Falls elected Rob Allen, who ran unopposed, to serve as mayor. Mayor David Borge did not seek re-election. The Rensselaer County community that has struggled with contaminated water sources is currently in negotiations with companies Saint-Gobain and Honeywell to secure funding to reimburse the village for costs incurred. Allen, a music teacher at Hoosick Falls High School and a vocal opponent of a settlement offer between the companies and the village, says his main priority is bringing truth about the contamination to the public.
As we tackle the PFOA situation, as we tackle negotiating with Saint-Gobain and Honeywell, as we look into the John Street situation with Honeywell, that's sort of priority number one to me, is getting the information out there. Now, obviously, you can't share everything, especially in the negotiation process. But just the fact that people feel like they know what's going on, I think is going to speak volumes and help people to relax and know that we're looking into this and taking care of it.
The village of Altamont in Albany County also has a new mayor. Village trustee Carrie Deneen ran unopposed and will serve for 4 years as the community's first female mayor. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.